Homie G. Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, and you already know we coming from Miami, Florida with it. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, you already know we gonna try to bring you some good content of what's been going on around us in this world yesterday, today, and what we think of the future, God doggy. Let's go. So sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Let's go. Yo. Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, man. This that Zoo Talk 2. What the fuck I just say?
Oh, my God.
It's that Zoo Talk 6.2. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm tripping, man. I've been drinking. I ain't even been drinking like enough to be fucking up, though. I just had a couple of fucking drinks, dog. But anyway, this is Zoo Talk 6.2. And I know earlier we did a 6.2. So this part 2 of 6.2 really is supposed to be part 1, but T Virgo was busy yesterday. So, you know, we got T Virgo in the building today. T Virgo, what's good?
What's good?
We got a little recap. How you liked your first time as a podcaster? How you like that? Let the people know.
Well, I feel I did a pretty good job.
He did a good job. You did a damn good job, bro.
Good job. Good questions.
You did.
We're going to come back with some more banging questions for y'all.
Oh, fuck,
bro. Oh, my God.
If y'all have any questions to ask him, hey, hit him up. He'll answer it.
I'm not answering shit that I'm telling y'all right now. I'm not answering shit that y'all ask me. For real, dog. Only reason why I'm doing this shit, because it's T Virgo. That's the only reason why I'm doing this shit. Cause I ain't gonna lie to you, I was asked, Virgo, last night, was I happy with the questions? And I was like, yeah, I was happy, but some of the questions had me aggravated. Like, my full name, really, dog? I gotta give out my full fucking name, my nigga? Damn, like, god damn. So I was kind of aggravated that I had to give out my full name, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. He say the people wanna know.
These things people wanna know.
I don't understand why the people want to know my name, but yeah. And you know what I'm saying? But overall, it was good. Like I said last night, yeah, I probably was aggravated, but I didn't show it. And mostly why I didn't show it, and really why I was aggravated, because I don't talk to people. It's not that I was aggravated because of the questions. It's I was aggravated because I don't really let people into my personal life, and I don't, like, talk to people. So that was just the Virgo in me. That was human nature. But I like how I responded to those questions. I wanted to make it as comfortable as possible for T Virgo, man. You know what I'm saying? So he could have a good show. And he had an amazing show. Listen, that Zoo Talk 6.1 had 15 plays. I just uploaded that shit Friday, man. Yeah, Virgo, people listening. Well, tell me you was listening to it over and over again, Virgo, giving me 15 plays,
bro. Nah, bro. They want to know about you. They want to listen to you. You just got to get the people what they want, Blood Raw or Trey Plus. Let them inside your world. The way you grew up, just that's what it was. No sugarcoating, no blood. Just nothing scripted. Everything was Blood Raw, coming real from the heart.
Yes, sir.
Get inside your world and the way you grew up, and that's just what it was.
Yes, sir. And I, you know what? Hey, man, that was good, man. That was good. But guess what? This even better. I know for a fact 6.2 gonna be even better. Shout out to that boy Drake. We got that Drake in the background. T Berg, I bet you ain't even hear the Drake album yet. Do you even fucking listen to music, bro? I can't wait to flip this shit on his ass, dog. But it's gonna happen eventually, dog. The line kicking in.
Everything is old school. I listen to.
Oh my fucking god, dog!
Everything old school,
dog, bro. Shout out to Trishan and TJ, man. Y'all got an old ass daddy, dog. Man, shut up, man. This T Virgo take over, man. God damn, man. We here, man. We in the building, man. Let's go.
Let's get it. Your boy T Virgo, aka T Bug. If you don't know me by any one of them names, fuck you.
Damn, bro, crazy as fuck.
That's what it is, man. We're going to get it started, man. We ain't holding nothing back. We're going to ask, how important your street creds is to you? How important it is to
street cred?
Your street credit, man.
I don't give a fuck about no damn street cred, bro.
You don't care about your street cred?
Hell nah, man. I used to, let me tell you something about it. All right, that's a good, that's a great fucking question, dog. That's a fucking great question. Because let me tell you, like, when I was going through the transition of changing, right?
Exactly.
I used to always, that was a fear. My street cred, like, how would the streets react to me going to school? How would the streets react to me changing for the better? Like that shit used to be dumb as fuck, bro. Like, what the fuck? The streets don't give a fuck about Trey Plus. The streets don't give a fuck about us, bro. So, as I got older, hell fuck no. But I understand. Listen, if you ask me, do I care about the dynamics of the street cred, as far as like not being a rat, I care about that. I would never be a rat. You feel me? I don't care about my street cred. I don't, bro. I outgrown the streets, bro. Like, I really outgrown the street. Look where I stay at, but I'm in Virgo. Look where the fuck I stay at. Like, I outgrew it. Like, no. The answer is no. Fucking no.
That's what's up.
Fucking no.
So how you feel how important it is to be versatile in the world? Meaning, how street in you, as well as when we get in front of people who's not like us, who grew up in a different environment, how is it important to be versatile?
Like, meaning like book smart and street smart?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that was very important to me. Being street smart and book smart was very important to me because that's something my dad used to always preach to us when we was young. Me and my brothers, the rest of my siblings. Shout out to my siblings, my brothers and my sisters. It's a lot of us. Man, if y'all know how the old boy was, y'all know he always preached. And I'm talking to my siblings. Like, y'all know he always preached, you can't be out here in the real world one-dimensional. He always said you have to be street smart and book smart. And the thing that he broke it down was so clever. He said you got to be street smart because you don't want to get tricked by these street niggas.
Exactly.
And he said you got to be book smart because you don't want to get tricked by these executives. And like, bruh, that was so fucking clever. Like, I just carried that shit on my shoulder throughout my life, and I really made a lot of administrators frustrated because by me being street smart and book smart, I wasn't able to let them cause me to trick myself out of a job. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, I think it's very important to be versatile. I really love that about myself. I thank God that I'm able to be both street smart and book smart. I think it helps me. You know what I'm saying? It's like a gift and a curse, though, Virgo. It's a gift and a curse.
I agree with you. You have to be versatile in the world because, like you said, when you get in front of them people, you want to be on point because you are already behind because they see you as your skin color.
Mm-hmm.
See where you grew up at, the environment. They don't know the struggle we went through as we growing up to get to the place we at right now.
That's true, man. That's some real ass shit, bro. That shit kind of crazy. Like, it sucks, man. It really sucks knowing that because of our skin color, we already going to be counted out. And it just sucks, man. And it's how we handle it. And I think both of us did a great job on handling this throughout our journey. I know we went through different paths or whatnot. But I think, like, to be where we at today, I know we did an amazing fucking job, bro. We did an amazing fucking job because we really come from the gutter. Like Park used to be saying. I mean, Park used to be like, nigga, I'm from the gutter and I'm still here. Nigga, we fucking from the gutter and we still here.
Give it up.
Shout out to our parents, man.
Doing a hell of a job.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to get shout out to the Virgo gang gang.
Shout out to all the Virgos, man.
Yeah, I forgot to get them the shout out, man.
One time for the Virgos from August all the way to September. Shout out to the August Virgos. Shout out to the September Virgos. Damn, man, I'm running out of wine, but whatever. I'm a sip. Let's go. I'm here. Let's go. I'm feeling it.
We're going to get into the racism. We're going to keep on talking with this racism in the world nowadays.
Ooh.
What you feel about that?
So, earlier today, we was talking about the Roe versus Wade. Do you know about the Roe versus Wade controversy, T-Virgo?
Nah.
So, the Roe versus Wade, we talked about that earlier in the show. It's basically about the abortion. Like, the Supreme Court, they ruled that you can't get abortions, but they left it into the governors of each state to decide whether we could get whether the women could get abortions or can't get abortions. And like me and Mo, Nay, we decided that we're on the Wade side, the side of the Supreme Court, to not get abortions. And the reason why we're against abortions is because we suffered, as we talked in the last segment, the last episode, we suffered from 7 miscarriages. And of course, our doctor was telling us, like, as we was crying in the hospital, he was telling us it's really sucked because he have women that comes in here, rich women that comes in there pregnant, don't want to be pregnant. They just suck the baby out of them and he got to abort the baby. And then he have couples like us that's struggling to have kids. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's our only stance on it. But later on, after we gave our opinion on it, we started to see crazy shit on the internet saying that, we seen this white lady with Donald Trump at a rally and say, thank y'all for saving white lives. So racism in America is really real. But one thing that I can appreciate about the Trump campaign, the Trump camp, Donald Trump camp, is they're if you want to say they racist, I don't think Donald Trump is racist, but I think the people that's around him are racist. His supporters are racist. But the one thing that I love about Trump and his supporters, at least they gonna fucking tell you they fucking racist, bruh. I can't fucking deal with nobody that's racist behind closed doors, that's in your smile, your face, smiling in your face, and putting on a fucking mask when you not around. So like, when it comes to racism, bruh, I'm not racist. I try to like see through people. Like, dog, I feel like I could have a conversation with a racist white person or a racist Latino person or a racist black person, because you know it's some racist black, you know, ain't nobody more racist than black people. Shit. Racism destroyed the world, but you know what I'm saying, that shit can't affect me, man. I try not to let it affect me, man. I think we are our biggest own enemy if we dwell on racism.
That's what's up. All right, we're gonna go to another segment.
This is the Daysean Blunt. This is Zoo Talk, man. Great questions, man. Great question. T-Virgo came with the fucking A game today, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, I knew this shit was gonna happen, bro. Listen, we got the Drake in the background, but it's gonna be real low. Shout out to that boy Drake. Honestly, never mind. That's the name of the album, Virgo. Y'all gonna hear me saying Buck and Virgo, but y'all heard what he said. If you don't know him by Buck, and you don't know him at T Virgo, fuck ya. That's what he said. He said it. You know what I'm saying? We going to another segment, goddammit. Let's go. Yo. Right now, you about to go to another segment, goddammit. On the Daysean Blunt podcast show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you're not, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
But we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Cause we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Hey, yo, just sit back. We about to go to another segment. Right now, let's go. Yo, welcome back, bro. Hey, people can say what they want to say. People can say what they want to say about this Honestly Nevermind album by Drake. People can say that this is not his best album, but let me tell y'all, I've been doing some Uber bumping this damn Drake, man, and I'm telling you, man, the people who I've been picking up been enjoying it. Hey, Virgo, you ain't know your boy been doing Uber, huh? I love it, bro. I love it. I'm going to get out and do some Uber tonight, but let me shut up and let's go, T-Virgo. This is on you.
Yeah, we're going to stay on topic with the Uber and your career-wise.
Damn.
But first, I want you to tell them how you started off a custodian and then went to a master custodian.
So, shout out to my boy Tut. Shout out to my boy Tut. Shout out to Mo. We explained this during Zoo Talk 4, how I became a custodian. But I'm going to go ahead into details on how I became a lead custodian and a head custodian, because I explained it, but Virgo don't know how I did it. So I'm going to try to speed up the story on how I became a custodian for Miami-Dade County Public Schools. So one day I was on the corner selling CDs and DVDs, and this man pulled up, and I started a conversation with him, because I learned when I was in middle school to start a conversation with if I see somebody with a suit, to start a conversation. Long story short, the man's name was Robert Ingram, the mayor of Opa-locka, former mayor of Opa-locka, and he was on the school chair panel. And my brother dad worked in the school system at the same time. And yeah, I ended up having to get in the job because I didn't have no felony at the time. So I came in when I was actually going to college and stuff. And I was actually supposed to start off as a custodian. Once I graduated from college, I was supposed to switch over to a computer technician. But for some reason, I fell in love with being a custodian and never wanted to switch. So then I thugged that out for some years. And after that, once I got my car, I decided to go ahead and take the class for my leadership. And I took classes to be a leader, and I ended up being a lead custodian for like 4 months. No, 6 months. I was a lead custodian for 6 months, and I ended up being a head custodian afterwards at Ogis Elementary. Shout out to Ogis Elementary. Shout out to my mentors, the Walkers, Mr. and Mrs. Walker. I did a retirement party where I helped put together a retirement party for Mrs. Walker, and they blessed me by co-signing me to become a head custodian at Ogis Elementary, which I ended up being a head custodian at the age of 26, man, up until I was like 34, I think. So that was good. It was good. It was frustrating. It was depression. I went through an emotional roller coaster as a custodian. Never gonna go back to that bitch.
Oh my God.
Traumatized, goddamn it. Traumatized, shit.
So what's next in your career? In your career journey, what's next for you?
So I'm startled on this, like, because earlier today I was asked the same question by my nephew Tyree, and I was asked this question by 815 Hothead. What's next? You know, I didn't put that out yet, but y'all will hear that later on. It's gonna be a bonus. This is the official Zoo Talk 6.2 with T Virgo. The next one y'all gonna hear, that's just gonna be a bonus. You know what I'm saying? What's next for Trey Plus 305? Entrepreneur. I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, God willing. I plan on investing into my small restaurant, a food truck. I plan on investing into my podcast. I plan on becoming an investor of... Okay, so I want to invest in the people who have dreams. You know, dreams to, like, start their own business. Dreams to, like, you know, dreams to make that... Anybody that's dreaming to make their dream come true, and they catch my attention, and I like their vision board, I like what they got going, and I kind of have faith in that person, I would love to become an investor. I would love to get into real estate. I'm also planning on getting into real estate. That's something a lot of people don't know. Listen, I'm about to be an entrepreneur, man. That's just the bottom line. Like, I had dreams of all, as a kid, I always had dreams of being the boss of multiple things. Multiple streams of income is really one of my goals in life, to have multiple streams of income. Like I say, I don't want to die a nobody. That's one of my biggest fears, to die a nobody. So therefore, I want to have my hand in the pot. As long as it's positive, as long as it's not breaking the law, I want to be able to pay my taxes. I want to be a honest, law-abiding citizen. I don't want no IRS coming after me. I don't want to be locked up for no type of fraud or anything. So, man, I'm about to be a positive entrepreneur.
That's what's up. Next question. Who's your favorite artist and why?
Listen, man. This is where shit get gutted, man. My favorite artist, you already know. If you look to the left, you're going to see Soulja Slim on the wall. You're going to see Bob Marley on the wall. Bob Marley, Soulja Slim, BG, the Hot Boys, goddamn it. The Hot Boys. And Currency. Y'all know, listen, Monet been telling y'all from the beginning that I was a huge Currency. I'm still am a huge Currency fan. So yeah, man, when it comes to Soulja Slim, Bob Marley, Soulja Slim, BG, Currency, those my favorite artists of all time. I fucks with Tupac too. Honorable mention Tupac. A lot of people would be like, damn, he ain't say Tupac. Well, I got some honorable mentions. Tupac, Scarface, god damn it, Pimp C, Bun B, Master P, shit, 3-6 Mafia, god damn it, Bone Thugs and Harmony. The list go on and on, god damn it. The list go fucking on and on. E-40, god damn it, Snoop Dogg, you know. Man, I'm all over the place, Buck. Yeah,
that's some of the old school artists. What about the up, young, coming artists?
You know, oh, man.
Holler at them boys. Give them a shout out.
You talking about local? If we talk about local,
talking
I got
all over.
You what? Already know. Shout out my dog, Trelly Ski. You already know I fuck with Trelly Ski. You know, 815 Hothead. You know, like, those the people I'm listening to right now. Soulja Living True from Scott Lake. I fuck with that boy heavy. Bump his music heavy. Shout out to my DBE family. I bump their music heavy. Tim Skibo, OG Capo, 7-1 Capo. Shout out to all the Capos, you know what I'm saying? Capo J. Let's start talking about mainstream artists. You know, Kodak Black is my really my main number one out of all of these rappers. I'm a huge Project Baby fan. Kodak Black, god damn it. That's all I'm gonna say, man. There's a lot of other people that I like, man. If I miss your name, man, I apologize. But yeah, man, I can't think right now because the fucking Oak Ridge is kicking in, Brody.
There it is. Keep sipping. We want to keep on sipping. All right, next question. How do you feel about the gun violence nowadays?
I think it's out of control, man.
Totally out of control.
Them switchies, man. Them switchies is fucking crazy scary, dog. Them switches on them Glockies. Now I'm talking like my little youngins. The little switchies on the Glockies is very fucking scary, dog. You know what the switchies on the Glockies is, but Virgo?
What is it?
It's basically they got a switch on a Glock, and when you pull that trigger, about 50 bullets shoot out at one time.
Make it automatic.
Ooh, man, I just don't like what's going on, man, with the youth and the youth having access to guns.
Exactly. It's
too easy. I want gun control, but you know, Who is the main source that's giving our kids access to these guns. It can't be people from our community, dog. Like, these kids got machine guns, army guns. It's not enough people with gun licenses to buy these guns. It's not enough gun stores that's getting broken in. If you break in a gun store, it's going to be on the fucking news, bro. Where are these guns coming from? Where are these assault rifles coming from? Why are they dropped in our neighborhood? It's not enough home invasions you could do to get away with all these guns, man. I hate that shit, man. I hate it. But you know I got to keep mines on me.
You already know.
Shit me. Hey, boy, listen. Trey Plus going to protect his family and friends, dog. If I'm around, I'm protecting my family and friends. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's when the street smarts kick in, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Two-dimensional around this bitch. I don't like the gun violence that's going on, though, man. Pray for our kids. Pray for our adults. Pray for our innocent victims of any type of gun violence. I strongly feel like, and I'm a strong advocate of this, you know what I'm saying? I think the age limit should be pushed to 21 with restrictions to get your access to a firearm. The gun violence just suck all over the world, man. It sucks, man. Like, a lot of innocent people just dying every day. Like, right now, somebody's getting killed. That's the fucked up thing about what's going on in society. Right now, at 9:21 p.m. on June 26th, somebody is getting killed. Right now. Due to gun violence, man. And that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Their autopsy is going to say death 9:21 p.m. June 26th. It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
We going to the next segment.
We going to another segment, man. Good questions again. We going to another segment. Yo. Right now, you about to go to another segment, goddammit, on the They Sound Blood Podcast Show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you're not, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. But we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Because we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Hey, yo, just sit back. We about to go to another segment. Right now, let's go. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt Podcast Show, man. It's a little serious right now, man. It's a little serious. These questions, I'm telling y'all, T Virgo that came with his A game today, goddammit. In the background, we got Law Russell. Shout out to Law Russell. You know how I feel about him and his music. Especially during the Zoo Talk, man, with my mental health, man. I'ma back this shit up. This that Chicken Little. Chicken Little by La Russell. I'm about to let this play and then we gonna get into it.
Yeah, yeah. How you gonna be right? You can't admit your wrongs. How you gonna be present when you always gone? Maybe you feel off cause you always on. How you gonna be strong if you don't ever cry? You can't live forever if you never die. How you always high, but you ain't never high? I'm not scared to fail, bitch, I'm terrified. Look me in my eyes, you see the pain in me. Wonder if my daughters see the shame in me. Bitch, I'm from the block, the fuck is fame to me? Clothes already soaked, fuck is rain to me. I've been on my knees, pray for better days. Admired all they games, but I never played. Did it off the love, I was never paid. Hey, cape on, but I was never saved. Did it off my own will. Made it out the V, but I'm at home still. I could sign myself to my own deal. Life-changing calls when I could barely pay my phone bill. Proved that I was right, but somehow I feel wrong still. Crying on the couch, I was questioning my own faith. Call from Johnny Shipes, a short trip, we came a long way. Didn't do the deal, I was battling my own mind. Used to clock in, now I do shit on my own time. No amount of cash could ever fill the void. Soundproof room, but it can't kill the noise. smooth transition, but we still them boys. Oh yeah. Wonder if I was you, would you tell me the truth? Let me believe your lies to make it better for you. Or would you tell me the sky is falling? Oh yeah. Yeah. Wonder if I was you, would you tell me the truth? Let me believe your lies to make it better for you. Or would you tell me the sky is falling?
Man, that was that motherfucking La Russell, man. Listen, if you don't know about La Russell, man, I'm telling you, man, this that young, this man right here, man. Let me tell you, man, young goat, man, in the making, man, young goat, man. How you like that, Virgo? You like that song, Virgo?
That was tight work, man.
I knew that was some shit you would listen to, my nigga. That's that boy right there. That's that man right there. But carry on, man. This your show. Take off, Brody.
All right, tell them when you went to jail. What that experience was like.
Oh, shit, what the fuck?
And why?
Shit, bro.
Well, let's get it.
Never let a female trick you out of your freedom, bro. Woo! So, I got arrested two times. The first time I got arrested, I was fighting for Tommy Singleton. I don't know if you remember Tommy Singleton. He had a little brother. He was getting bullied by this dude that we used to bully at Carrot City Middle. He decided he wanted to go bully the kids at Brentwood Elementary. I beat his ass up on 191, and the fucking police fucking see me beating his ass up. But the police ain't catch him beating up on a little jit. They just caught me beating up on his ass. I ran to the crib, 500 role model shirt on, get locked up, no shoes on, go to the fucking jack. That was the very first time Florida Marlins had done just won the World Series, so that had to be 1997 when I caught my first charge. We went to the jack. The second time, oh my God, the second time, dog, it was over a domestic violence situation, man. This is fucking embarrassing, bro. Fucking really fucking embarrassing. I didn't beat the female up, but I got a domestic violence charge, man. You know what I'm saying? The female attacked me. I forgive the female for everything. Me and the female, we cordial. We not cool how we used to be, but we cordial as fuck. Like, if we would see each other, we'd be cool. So I don't want her to get offended by this, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? We both got into a scuffle. She was the aggressor. Both of us was the aggressive. I'm not going to blame her. Both of us, I'm going to take responsibility for it too. Both of us was the aggressive. I ended up going to jail because I took the car and I broke the phone and I kind of choked her. And she was light-skinned and she had the choke mark around her neck. She hit me with a metal bat. And, yeah, man, that shit was crazy, man. The police did me so dirty that day. They, I guess because she was cute, they let her slide. But they were supposed to arrest both of our dog asses up that day, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
That night, both of us were supposed to go to jail, but I took the bite. I went to jail for the shit, you know what I'm saying? And the third time I went to jail for smacking my little brother in his shit, I had to turn myself in because he was trying to be a gangbanger or some shit. So I had to beat his little ass up. And he called the police on me, so I had to turn myself in for that. But going to jail was a crazy experience for me, man. I was locked up with DMX. I had to do time in the middle. Not time. I ain't do no time. Like I had to spend like a week or two in fucking damn TGK. I spent time in the county. Man, it was a crazy experience for me, man. I seen a lot of crazy shit. I seen a lot of creative inmates. I learned that a lot of inmates are creative when they in there. That shit is like a real fuck. It's like the outside. Like, they really made that shit like outside, dog. Like, far as all the stuff that, like, having a store. But it was a real horrible experience because, shit, man, you can't get no pussy in there. Like, what the fuck? Unless you up there and you fuck a damn guard. But I wasn't in there for that long to experience no shit like that. It was a gift and a curse for me getting locked up. Because when I got locked up, I told myself I'm never coming back here. That was one. I got to knock that shit off of my journey to, you know, I mean, not that it's something to brag about, but I can't honestly say that I got shot and I went to jail, and it was two horrible experiences that I experienced. So going to jail wasn't, I mean, I don't want to get too in details for it because it's something that I'm not a proud of. You know what I'm saying? I got assault with a deadly fucking weapon, and that shit was crazy as fuck how they tried to put an assault with a deadly weapon on me when I wasn't the one that had the fucking weapon. But that goes to show you back how racism is in America, man. And when you a black man, it's very hard on you, man. And God forbid you be labeled an aggressor. You know what I'm saying? I went through a very hard time from that. Like coworkers painting, like hating on me. I was on house arrest at work. I literally was on house arrest for a long ass fucking time fighting this case. Man, in 2008 was my brokest year ever, the worst year of my adult life. I had to go a whole 365 days broke as fuck, not making no money for myself. Well, making the money, but I had to give my whole check to this attorney for him to be on the case for me to pass the case. I remember they set me up at the school because I had to go to all type of programs and shit in the middle of the work shift. It was just a horrible fucking experience. I don't wish that shit on no fucking body. If you could avoid making a dumb decision, a dumb mistake to go to jail, man, I strongly advise for you to do that. Listen to that small voice that's on your shoulder. It's on the right side of your shoulder. I know the left side of the shoulder got a very loud voice. It's called a demon. But if you could listen to the small voice, the soft voice of the angel, I strongly recommend that you listen to that soft voice because you will make a decision that would not have you in a fucked up situation. That's all I can tell you about that. She just told me she ain't getting me no more fucking wine.
Monet, we need a bottle. Bring him the bottle.
I'm about to fucking order me some more fucking wine, dog. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, go ahead.
Speaking of Monet, we're going to get in a relationship. So what's next for you and your
baby? Oh, my God. I don't want to talk. No.
Where y'all journey going next?
No, man. Because me and Monet, we got an up and down relationship. We not happy. We not happy. We not sad. We in between. You know what I'm saying? You know, we've been together for a long time, and you know what I'm saying? We happy and we not happy. We happy and we not happy. We have up and down days. Like, our shit not perfect. I'm telling y'all right now, if you in a long-term relationship, motherfucker, ain't shit perfect. We argue, we fight. We don't like each other. We love each other. But the best thing about being in a long-term relationship is I know she got my back and she know I got her back. And that's one thing I fucking know. That's one thing I know. It ain't perfect, bro. It ain't fucking perfect. What the fuck? Like, ain't no relationship perfect. You know, I don't know nobody that been together for a long ass time and sit up here and smile and be like, yeah, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Fuck that shit. The motherfucker won't get me no fucking wine right now. That's what I'm fucking trying to figure out. Why? I got the money for the wine. Why she can't go get the wine? That's my fucking argument.
Where the wine at? God damn it.
Ain't no relationship perfect. But I tell you this one thing, dude. I don't want to be single. I could say that. I don't want to be single because you see what the fuck is out here, bro?
Ain't shit out here.
What the fuck? So, big shout out to Monet, man. I love her to death. I know that might be a little bipolar, but I'm a Virgo. Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you. That's why you shouldn't talk. That's what, ladies, you shouldn't talk to me because I'm going to always go back. That's if I decide to fuck with you. And I probably 99.9% that I'm not going to make that mistake. I might talk to you, but I ain't fucking with you. Because I'm always going to come back home to my baby and my doggy. The relationship is a rocky relationship, but I'm grateful for my relationship. And I wouldn't want to be in this battle with this journey with no other woman but Monet. As much as she get on my fucking nerves, As much as I complain about her, I wouldn't want to be in a battle with no other female. You dig? And with that being said, we about to play some La Russell. It keep pushing us out.
Hey.
So we gonna play this.
Yeah.
Boss Market Blues, goddammit. Go to another
Kanye
segment.
Simon. Some Vallejo boys. Yeah. This shit really a dream. Hey. But I'm wide awake. Boss Market Blues. Hooping with holes in my shoes. I be damned if I lose. We didn't get to choose. Of course we had loose screws. We never had the tools. Still found the fix. Came far from mugging in my pits. Far from seeing my woman as my bitch. Made it through the worst days. Remember the times I shared birthdays. We don't judge books off the first page. Gotta read the whole thing. Gotta hear the whole track. Had to give up everything. I needed my soul back. Had to get my mind right. Had to get my heart strong. Made it to the checkout line to see my cart gone. Who can you blame when the shame is your own fault? What's a disease when you plagued by your own thoughts? Hard to keep faith when you nailed to your own cross. Stop it. Yeah, hey. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. Yeah, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. Yeah, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. Hey, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. Yeah.
Shout out that boy, La Russell, man. We about to go to another segment, man. Yo. Right now, you about to go to another segment, goddammit. On the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you're not, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. But we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Cause we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Hey, yo, just sit back. We about to go to another segment. Right now, let's go. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. We had to go to Walmart and Publix to get some more wine, bro. Shout out to Dear Salas. This song is called Thank You. So I'm going to take the moment to say thank you to a lot of people. I'm going to say thank you to Anchor.fm. Thank you to Spotify. Thank you to Apple Podcasts. Thank you to Amazon? Thank you to Amazon. Thank you to Radio Public, and the rest of the people that carry me. I can't think of fucking anybody. The wine been kicked in. I'm on this Snoop Dogg, and I must say that Snoop Dogg wine is official, man. I'm telling you, like, listen, man, this is like my second time with the Snoop Dogg wine. I love it. It's official. But yeah, Virgo. I'm going live on Instagram. Let's go. Let's take off. Let's take off. So we live.
All right. I want you to tell the people how you stopped smoking without rehab and the reason why you just stopped smoking, period. How difficult was it for you to just go cold turkey like that without any help professionally?
Mind over matter. That's a good question. How was I able to stop smoking without rehab, because a lot of people need rehab. I can tell you the very first time that I cut a habit, a serious habit, it was that dirty habit when I used to mix the cocaine with the weed. That was very fucking difficult to get off my back. And I shook that without rehab. God, bro, like, in my mind, you know what I'm saying? Mind over matter, mind over everything. Saying to myself that I'm in control of it. It's not in control of me. Wanting better for myself. Like, I want to live long, bro. Like, I could take you down. Like, I remember I had COVID earlier this year. And, like, I want to say, like, in May, I caught COVID. And that's around the time that I stopped. And that was something that I always wanted to do. That's why I want to say that it was a lifelong goal to stop smoking. Because one of the regrets that I have, even though I say I don't have no regrets, one of the regrets that I do have is smoking. I wish I would have never picked up a Black and Mild. I wish I never picked up a joint. I wish I never would have damaged my lungs the way that I did, but it happened. The coughing, like, I couldn't stand the coughing part. I remember we used to, like, glorify coughing when you smoke a joint. And when you cough and when you hit the weed, you be like, coughing. Nigga be like, boy, that's some fire ass weed, boy, this, that, and the third. And you get higher and this, that, and the that. But in reality, as you get older, and I sit back and I watch people when they smoke, and they be coughing, I be like, God damn, boy, that shit can't be good on the lungs. It can't be. So we have to start thinking about our lungs. And that's what I had to think about. I had to think about my lungs. Like, I had to think about my lungs. I got tired of my mucus changed. Like, you know, mucus is really like yellowish, greenish. My mucus changed to the tobacco. It was brown. And sometimes my shit was bloody. So, like, you know, I had to say, fuck it. This is something I don't want to do. You feel me? Mind over matter. I put it to my mind, and I said I'm not going to do it. And every time my mind said it wanted it, I made myself do something different, as in working out. I bought me a new game. I started playing the video game, but the video game never used to help me because I used to chain smoke and play the video game. So working out was very fucking key to me quitting. I had to really, really work the fuck out. I was walking 5 miles. And let me tell you, that 21 days, and you know it, Virgo, them 21 days I went through fucking hell, bro. The 21 days, and then after those 21 days, I went through hell again. And that's when I realized, fuck, they putting fentanyl in this weed. They putting all type of other shit in this weed to fuck with your emotions. I'm going to tell you another thing. There's so many reasons why I stopped smoking and how I was able to do it. It played on my moods. It controlled my moods. And I didn't like how weed controlled the moods. I keep saying moods. I didn't like how the weed controlled my mood when I didn't have it. Like, I get real angry and shit. Like, if I don't have weed, I get angry. I get mad around the house. I don't want to do shit. I ain't like how it had me lazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't like how I used to want to smoke weed before I eat food. Like, all these movements of a fucking junkie, bruh. Like, I couldn't take that shit no more. I really couldn't take it. So, yeah, man. I rather have went cold turkey. It's very hard. It's very fucking hard. It's mind over matter.
At what point you just feel that you was getting back to normal after you quit? At this point, do you feel like you back to normal?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely back to normal. And it feels real good because, like, I don't have the urges. Now, I'm not going to lie. Probably, like, 2 weeks ago, I probably had the urge, but then I fought it. You know, sometimes it feels real good, bro. It really does. It feels good. I feel like I'm back to normal. At what point did I feel like I was back to normal? Honestly, I don't know. I just knew that I had to work out, work out, work out. I just didn't have no urges no more. And that was big for me to not have the urge to want to get high.
Would you have stopped drinking?
I don't fucking drink.
You drinking now, it's wine.
I'm drinking wine. I drink wine at once a blue fucking moon. It, wait, time out, bro. You're not finna come for the wine.
I'm just asking.
I drink wine once a blue moon. Like, this is a special occasion. This is me opening up, bro. I don't fucking talk to people. I don't fucking like talking to people. Like, I gotta fucking drink in order for me to talk. For me to fucking tell y'all what's my thoughts, what's in my mind. I'm a Virgo. You a Virgo. Do you fucking sit down and tell people everything that's on your fucking mind? You a fucking liar, bro. Do you? Exactly. You know how many times I've been wanting to plead the fifth on this show?
You can't.
I can't. I fucking got a drink. What the
Go
fuck?
Ahead, take another sip and get ready for the next question.
God damn, dog. This shit crazy, bro. It ain't severe as the last one, though. I tell you that much. It ain't severe as the last Zoo Talk. But I'm here.
All right. What's your message to the next generation of the kids coming up?
Like, we did that already. But go ahead.
You gonna let me do this?
Go ahead.
It's not your show no more. It's my show, bro.
Go ahead, bro. I'm listening, bro. I'm listening. I'm staying my lane.
Far as for them to not go through the trials and tribulation that you did, like, what can you say to them?
Well,
to avoid some of your mistakes as growing up. Everybody gonna make mistakes. We understand that. Just to avoid some of the mistakes you went through.
Be a leader. Think for self. Be a leader. Think for self. Trust your heart. No, trust your gut feeling. Do not trust your heart. Because your heart can mislead you down the wrong path. Trust your gut feelings. Be a leader. You have to be a leader. My advice to them to be a leader. Be a leader. Know what you want in life. Stick to it. Face your demons by looking in the mirror and checking yourself. When you out of pocket, check yourself. Because there's a saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself. That shit is so fucking true. We as humans have to be able to look ourselves in the mirror. Even no matter the age. And I know when you young, you ain't really trying to hit that shit. But as you get older, if God bless you with life, if God bless you to get to a certain age, you're going to have to eventually have to check yourself, bruh. Like, we all have flaws. None of us are perfect. And it takes a strong person to look at themselves and say, you know what? I'm fucking up. I'm the problem. Check yourself. If you're the problem, admit it. And try to better yourself. Always try to better yourself. Because, yeah, be a better you than what you was yesterday. Because we all know we're going to make the mistakes, like you say. So, yeah. I hope I answered that correctly. I really hope I answered that one correctly. I really did. Really do hope.
All right, that's the end of the show. I really appreciate Trey Plus allowing me to host his show. I'm going to give it back to him. Shout out to everybody out there. Appreciate y'all listening to me. And I'm out.
So that's it? I'm back in control?
You're in control.
I'm back in control. Fucking back in control. So, you know, this your boy, Trey Plus 305. I'm in control, goddammit. So we're going to go to another segment after this. Like, this is not ending the show. I'm not ending the show. He don't have no more questions. That's what the real problem is. He ain't got no more goddamn questions. That's the real fucking problem. So we going to go to another segment, dog, because ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. Hell nah, bro. Let me get off live for play this shit and they block this. Hell nah. Yo. Right now, you about to go to another segment, goddammit, on the They Sound Blood podcast show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you're not, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
But we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Cause we gonna keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, nigga. Hey, yo, just sit back. We about to go to another segment. Right now, let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the last segment. So, Zoo Talk 6.2. It was great. 6.2 was great. Like, it's more serious. It was more serious. The questions was real serious. I appreciate the questions. But, you know, now, I'm in control. God damn it. I'm in control. So, now, I have my questions for T Virgo. T Virgo, how do you feel? How did this experiment feel? No, how did it... Okay, no. Let's go back. Let's go back to when I was shaking my habit and you was like, bruh, I'm not finna do this shit unless you sober. Unless you fucking sober. Like, did you believe that I was gonna continue to be sober just to get to this day?
Honestly, no. I knew you would have had a little wine in your system to loose you up, for you to be more open with your people. And I think you did a damn good job, man. Straight up. You kept it 100 with everybody. And everything you answered was straight, real, and raw.
For real. That's true, dog. Like, part of the reasons that I was so adamant on not getting high was because I wanted to get interviewed by somebody that really fucking knew me. And I could ask the right questions, because I knew Monet, she just gonna sit there and be like, I know everything about you, and I don't wanna act, I don't need to ask you nothing. And it was gonna do a disservice to the people. So it's better to get somebody that really don't have, I can't say that's not into podcasts, they don't have time for a podcast. You know what I'm saying? So that was great. My next question, what is the reaction from the people that besides at home, that heard you on the podcast, what was their reaction? The people who don't know Trey Plus, that just know you.
Well, honestly, everybody who I shot it to, forwarded it to, the question was, like, on point. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like I said, they said you didn't hold back the truth. Because if you did, I would have sprayed you.
Mm-hmm.
And you was just blood raw. Like, everything was just unedited, serious, and you know, we made jokes about different parts of it, you know, trying to make it fun, but everything was the truth.
That's what's up, bro. Like that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all who felt like I was very honest. On here on the They Say I'm Blunt show, I mean, I'm an honest person. I'm honest with myself. That's one thing. Like, I can't lie to myself. I do myself a disservice when I lie. So if I lie to myself, I'm doing myself a disservice. And if I lie to y'all, I'm doing y'all a disservice as my audience. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody that tapped into the podcast that don't normally listen to podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know once I first started this, like, I used to be like, hey, listen to my shit, and get mad at people for not listening. But as I got older and matured and studied other podcasters, I realized that, hey, people don't have time for podcasts. People don't have other things going on in their life than to just sit down and hear somebody talk, you know what I'm saying? And then it might just be other things. The topics might be off or on, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I appreciate y'all for tapping in to the They Sound Blunt Zoo Talk series, man. That's really dope, man. That's really dope. So, that's good, man. That's good, man. Did you watch the draft, bro? The Miami Heat draft?
No.
So you don't even know we got a fucking 6'11 fucking goddamn power forward that they comparing to I can't even remember who they comparing him to, but he's a shooter, and I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. I don't even know how the fuck I am. Let's talk about the damn Dolphins. Do you think Tua is gonna have a better season than he did last year?
I believe he is. You know, they have the right people around them. Defense hold up a little bit. You know, they could have made more stronger moves on defense, because they, right now, they look like a high-power offense. O-line still a little suspect, in my opinion. You know, they need a couple more pieces on that O-line.
How you feel like we high-powered?
They got receivers.
But we ain't got no running backs.
They running backs are okay.
But
I believe their running backs are good enough.
You can't have
receivers. Is They got receivers.
You can't be high powered with a mediocre offensive line. And not no strong running backs, you know what I'm saying? I still think we undersized with the running backs, but we do highlight speed.
They got speed everywhere.
We do have speed everywhere. We do have speed everywhere. How do you like this new head coach?
Man, I don't know.
No, I'm talking about personality wise. Of course, we don't know how he is, but his personality versus Brian Flores' personality.
I want Brian Flores, to be honest with you. He just looked like damn Stuart Little out there, so I don't know what he's going to be.
I don't like Brian Flores.
I like him. I like him. Anytime a coach willing to go out there and fight for a player, literally and physically, I'm fucking with him.
I think Mike McDaniel will fight for our players too. I think he's one of those coaches that will stand up for the players also.
Well, we're gonna have to wait and see.
I just didn't like the way how Flores operated on offense, man. I felt like he didn't have good relationships with coaches. I didn't think that other coaches wanted to coach with him. I think he struggled in that department of getting good offensive coordinators, like. And defensive coordinators and staff members to build that staff. And I also think that his personality didn't mush well with Tua. And I blame him for the reasons why Tua couldn't develop. Like, so, yeah, I'm happy with Mike McDaniel.
I disagree with that. Flores Moore is a defensive-minded coach. You can't blame him for Tua's downfall.
You know how many offensive coaches out here, bro? I mean, defensive coaches out here that got the right offensive coordinators to help them get to the... Bill Parcells, for example. Bill Parcells constantly found an offensive coordinator to run that side of the field.
But you also got to remember he was having problems in the upper management of the office. They wanted him out of there.
Do you
remember that?
Okay, I give you that. Do you think we gonna make it to the playoffs this year?
That's a serious question.
Hell yeah, that's a serious ass fucking question. That's a serious question. We almost was there for the past 3 years. We got the same defensive staffs back. We upgraded our offense as far as coaches wise. Do you think we have what it takes to make it to the playoffs?
Maybe wild card.
That's the playoffs.
I get to wild card.
I don't have too many more questions to ask T Virgo, man. I'm very appreciative. Thank you, T Virgo, for taking the time out of your busy schedule, your weekend, you know, because I know you have a family, man, your wife and your kids, man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the wife. Thank you to the wife and the kids for allowing Dayseon Blunt to have your dad, your father, your husband on our show. This is big. This is big to me. This is big to the show. This is something that I will forever cherish. Yeah, man. This was Dayseon Blunt Zoo Talk 6.2. Shout out to 815 Hothead. Shout out to Tyree. Shout out to Monet for participating on the show. I'm going to put it together. I know this is going to go before the one that I did earlier. And I'm going to take a social media break, bro. Like, it's very tough what I'm about to do. But it's necessary for my show. It's necessary for me to grow. A lot of podcasters do this, so it's not necessarily a goodbye. I'm just shutting down the season, man. I got to give myself some time for my mental health. I need to get myself in order to get my house back in order. So in order to do all of that, I need to step away from this podcast show. So I appreciate all of y'all who participated with me during this Zoo Talk series. I will be coming back with a better show for season 7. I got some real dope people that I've been talking to behind the scenes. some entrepreneurs. We're really going to season 7. I'm really aiming for entrepreneurs that's really actually doing stuff. Season 7, I'm really aiming to inspire a lot of people. Like, that's what we going at. We going to inspire. Yes, sir. I plan on still paying attention to the underground music scene. But this season 7 is going to be really focused on the entrepreneurs. A lot of entrepreneurs, man, they need to be highlighted. I want to highlight them. The voice of the voiceless, man. That's what they call me, man. That's what they used to call me, the voice of the voiceless. So I'm not looking for the people that's like already big on social media, big with like, I'm looking for the people that's the underdogs. So we're going to show you, I'm going to highlight the underdogs that's really doing it right now. The underdogs. Shout out to all the underdogs, man. I consider myself one of the underdogs in this podcast thing, especially in Miami, man. And shout out to all the big podcasters. Shout out to all the small podcasters that's doing your thing. Shout out to everybody that's trying to get into this podcast business. I just want to let y'all know that y'all can do it. It can be done. I also want to let y'all know it's very hard to do this shit. It plays a strong part on your mental health. So pray a lot. Know when to get a step away from this shit. Don't expect everybody to pay attention to your shit, cause it's not up. Like, bro, like, sis, You cannot hold people accountable because they not listening to your podcast show. You cannot do that. That's one of the mistakes that all of us podcasters made. You grow out of that shit, you move on, you understand that there's an audience out there for you. There's someone that likes what you're talking about, but you can't put it on the people that know you. You can't say, oh, this person not real, they don't fuck with you. You can't do that shit, that the mistakes that I was making in the beginning. Like, you just have to understand that people have lives, man. And that's all I wanted to say, man. It's one other thing that I want to say before I leave. I was supposed to say this earlier. You know, I always like to leave with words of inspiration. And shit, bro, let me find this guy. I got him. I'ma find him. He said some real shit. Here he go. Navalism. Three hours ago, he just said some real shit. He said, all the benefits in life come from compound interest. Relationships, money, habits, and anything of importance. But that's not what that's some dope shit what he said. But it's something that is something else that he said. And I love his quotes, man. Don't settle, don't struggle. Life is what flows in between. And I'm going to end the show off that. Don't settle and don't struggle. Life is what flows in between. This was the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, Zoo Talk 6. Shout out to everybody again that participated in the Zoo Talk series, man. This is it. We out, man. Thank you for tuning in to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I'll see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats.